For decades, refugees have migrated to southwest Kansas and the jobs of its meatpacking industry. That's created a range of transplanted communities from around the world, often people fleeing economic and violent crises. Refugees from Myanmar represent the latest wave of people escaping clashes in their homeland. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service reports tensions between the Burmese and Rohingya ethnic groups have followed them from Myanmar to Garden City.
In a two-bedroom apartment, refugees from Ethiopia, Somalia, Myanmar, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Haiti study English. Monday through Thursday, students sit side by side taking notes, reading sentences aloud from a large whiteboard, and repeating the names of elected officials from Kansas. The Neighborhood Learning Center helps immigrants navigate their new home.
Okay, let's read it together. George Washington.
George Washington.
First president, father of our country.
The refugees fled countries divided by war and economic instability. The center teaches English, provides translators, and helps with housing searches. But in August of 2017, Birgit Lemke, the center's program coordinator, noticed something different. The conflict in Myanmar intensified, sparking division among refugees.
Yeah, before that, we had Rohingya and Burmese people in our classroom. And we noticed a drop of Rohingya, over the following month, that the Rohingyas just didn't come to class anymore. We're just really upset about the situation at home.
Lemke says it was the first time she'd noticed tension between different ethnic groups. In 2017, the Buddhist-majority government of Myanmar destroyed villages and killed women and children. The country once known as Burma doesn't recognize the predominantly Muslim Rohingya people as citizens. Hundreds of thousands fled, first to neighboring Bangladesh. For some, the journey led to places like Garden City. When Lemke noticed the absence of Rohingya students, she said the center's staff made an effort to help Rohingya feel welcome. Kai Piet is a community health worker at the center. She translates Karen and Burmese. Both languages are spoken in Myanmar.
With the Rohingya people, we try our best to help them, because I know, they have family back home, and of course, you're going to feel bad, because of what happened back home.
The center's efforts are helping. A few Rohingya students still attend English classes.
My name is Mohammed Noman. I was born in Burma.
Mohammed moved to the United States 4 years ago. He works at Tyson as a meat cutter. He likes learning English at the center. It's close to his house. He says he wants to bring his family to the U.S. because the situation in Myanmar is so dangerous. Mohammed attends class with one other Rohingya student. Saleh Mohammed also works at Tyson as a meat cutter. Many immigrants and refugees take on the dangerous work at meatpacking plants. He and a few other students review the possible 100 questions that could appear on a citizenship test.
What did Susan B. Anthony do? Very good. Fought for women's rights. That's right. Susan B. Anthony.
But soon both Noman and Saleh, along with many other immigrants, may not have access to a classroom or support from the center's staff. Its funding runs out in June. This wouldn't be the first time immigration support centers have struggled in the community. Last year, the International Rescue Committee closed its Garden City office after new federal immigration rules drastically cut the number of refugees allowed to enter the U.S. Community health worker Ifra Farah says before the Learning Center opened, refugees struggled to find local interpreters. One Somali refugee needed a blood test, but she didn't know where to go, so she traveled to Minnesota where she found help in a large Somali community.
They don't have any help, and they don't know where they can go when they have problems, like when they wanted to bring their family.
From arranging transportation to medical appointments or providing translation at pharmacies. But that neighborhood center, like immigrants who come to Garden City, is changing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.